Blog Talk Radio.
Glad to be back in the studio instead of calling in this time, I got to be honest.
Yeah, once you go, when we started being able to broadcast together in studio. I mean, you know, we're going to call it studio.
We're in the studio.
Yeah, Lisa says we need to move the show from down here where we do it in the studio to upstairs in another studio because of carpeting. She says maybe the acoustics would be better in there.
That's true. Now, that might work.
Yeah. But there's no light in there. But,
well, we're always looking to improve the show.
But, however, in that, quote, studio, it's all Alabama paintings, football paintings. Can you handle that, Kaylee?
I mean, I guess I'm for the show, I think I can handle it for the show.
So for the good of the show, you would do
it. For the good of the show, I will go through the pain.
Okay.
Or Eagle.
Well, on an unrelated topic, this is Casey's last week as co-host of the show. We do not say War Eagle on the program. That's a problem. That is a problem for me. So this is Veterans Day weekend. We have a lot to go over. We have a special guest that's going to be calling in here shortly, so we're excited about that. We'll welcome him when he calls in. But it's been a great week. Last week at Conclave, as you all know, we like to kind of preview. We like to kind of recap what happened the week that was. We like to preview the week that is up ahead, and then any kind of special announcements. So let's dive right into last week, Casey. It was a great week. We kind of moved into a new room to try it out.
It was.
Yeah, we had some special guests, which was awesome, and I think they're going to be coming back. That was great. And Landon spoke with us
finally after 4 weeks of waiting and revising his lessons. He finally got to speak, and it was terrific.
It was really good. He talked about why the burning bush. And he talked about how God can just speak to us at any place. Mm-hmm. And I found it to be very encouraging, and it was good for all of us. What were some of your thoughts about Landon speaking to us?
What really pointed out to me was how God spoke from the burning bush, and it kind of mirrors talking to everyone else, because there were just the little details of like how the bush wasn't burning, but it was on fire. And to Moses, it was like, it was Moses's voice in a way. And, and that's kind of that, I feel like that kind of mirrors how God would speak to any of us if we were given a chance.
Well, and I think it made all of us want to go home and watch Prince of Egypt.
That's true. There was a lot of Prince of Egypt references.
Yeah, so that was good. So we'll continue kind of recapping the week that was, but we definitely would want to bring on our special guest at this time. Let's make sure we make that work. He is none other. You see him all around Metro Church. He is also a professor at the University of Montevallo. Let me continue with the introduction to Casey. Casey, go ahead and introduce our special guest today.
Well, he is a professor at the University of Montevallo. In fact, he is my professor.
Wow.
And I also work with him in the media department at Metro. And I'm proud to announce that Gregory Dye is our special guest for the week.
Yay! Woo! Welcome, Greg.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good. No technical glitches yet.
Do what?
No technical glitches yet.
Not yet. It's still early. It's still early, but so far so good.
You are our good luck charm this week.
Yes. How's your day been today, Greg, so far?
Oh, today's just another one of those days. Putting out fires.
Kicking tires, lighting fires, is that what you're doing? Well, Greg, we are excited to have you on the program. I'm sure you listen every week.
Oh, correct? Of course. Highlight of my week.
And Greg, just so all of you know, we mentioned this last week. Greg has taken the approach of saying, you know what, I'm not going to wait to be asked to be on the show. I'm going to lobby so that I can be a guest on the show. That's how we're getting.
This is the first time someone has asked to be on the show instead of us asking them.
Begging. Yeah, let's be honest. Michelle, she kind of asked, but we know the train wreck that was.
So, you know, we got to be careful about
We do. So Greg has lobbied to be a guest on Conclave Radio. And I was excited, Greg, I'm going to be honest, because I need to know the dirt on Casey. So tell me what kind of student, tell me what kind of student Casey Hall is. I've got to know. Tell everybody what class it is, and tell us what kind of student Casey is. Give us the dirt.
It's okay. You don't have to hold
it. You know, Cliff, unfortunately, there is a federal law prohibiting me from discussing Casey's performance in my class. I cannot even confirm or deny that he is in my class.
Okay. So can you maybe you can't talk A, B, C, D, or F. Hopefully not F. Now, Casey, don't forget, C's get degrees. But can you talk in just general, how is his demeanor in class?
Like he said, he's not allowed to say I'm his favorite, but we all know I am.
Oh. So you're telling me you can't give us the scoop at all on Casey?
I'm telling you, the Federal Education Rights Protection Act prevents me from discussing whether Casey is even a student in my class.
All right. I have a way around that. In general, Casey,
yes.
What's the name of the class that you take with Greg as your professor?
The name of the class I take is Chem 100.
Okay. So, yeah. Greg, this Chem 100 class, how are the students in general in that class? Are they pretty good? They seem like they tune you out some. They're always on their phone. What's the general population of students in Chem 100?
Well, I tell you, I'm impressed by the general population, but even more so, I'm impressed by the students that are representing Metro in that class. The metropolitan students in that class are phenomenal.
I have figured out the code through his speech.
That's right. There are ways around it. You just have to figure out the correct way to the per se cat.
Exactly.
Well, Greg, we have briefly been recapping the week that was. So we kind of tried out a new room. My understanding is I think we're going to go back to the big room. That's the word on the street. You know, there's some noise issues going on in there. I don't know if you heard the clicking on the air conditioner sound.
Yeah, there were a few distractions.
Yeah,
I'll say I like the room, but just you know the distractions.
The lighting I like. The overall sound. The music I liked. So
the mood and the ambiance.
Yeah, it's a pretty good setup.
Whoa, ooh, he roared.
I like that, Greg. So we're not sure, which would maybe lead me into. I'll tell you what, we'll get to leading into next week after we talk with Greg a little bit, because then we'll preview. We have a special week coming up ahead on this Sunday night of Conclave and some exciting news about some merch. We're finally getting.
Yeah.
Some Conclave merch and Conclave Radio merch.
Every week we're finding ways to improve the show and Conclave in general.
That's right. The sky is the limit. Oh, Greg, you'll get to be a part of this. Hello, our Norwegian listener. Hello, our United Kingdom listener. And hello to our
Alaskan listener. Yes. Every day we're also growing internationally. There's no stopping the movement.
Yeah, Conclave is just not for you, the United States. It's too big. It's too big. It's sweeping the world, one listener at a time. But Greg, as you know, the best part about the show, when we have a special guest on, is we do this little segment called 5 Random Questions. Have you heard about it? Can you confirm or deny that?
I may have heard about 5 Random Questions. And the FERPA Act does not apply to that. So I can discuss 5 random questions freely.
Oh, thank goodness, because that would have made the show a bit harsh.
Because it was bad with Michelle, but it would have been even worse had you not been able to do five random questions. And we're far enough along that maybe we can talk about we're a little time crunched, so we got about 20 minutes left. So let's talk about the bar that's been set, Casey, for our special guests. Okay. Mm-hmm. We know about Michelle. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Woo.
Back on this side.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the floor, right? So we know that. There. All right. Pastor Mike, excellent, excellent story.
That was one of the more entertaining ones, I got to be honest.
It was good. You got to give props to Drew Talbert Drew gave us some really good stuff that day.
Yes. That was pretty entertaining.
And he also gave us good social media plugs on his social media.
We could call it a sponsor if we wanted.
Yes. Yeah. So Drew brought it hard and strong for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're here with you, Greg. So we just need to know, are you going to be in the Michelle range, or are you going to be more in Pastor Mike or Andrew? Drew, and that's what we're about to find out. Are you ready?
See here, Clint, I'm going to give you how I'm going to surpass them all. See, I've been thinking about this for weeks, and I've been contemplating how to make Conclave Radio and Five Random Questions really amazing.
You know, that's what we've been
doing. I'm going to throw you a curveball. I'm not going to ask you a question when you ask me a question. I'm going to answer every one of your questions with a question. So the challenge for you, Clint and Casey, is to ask me questions that I can't answer with a question.
Okay.
I feel a slight impossibility, but, you know, I guess it's worth a try.
Well, I mean, is this kind of like,
high
I know
bar.
You are, but what am I? I mean, is
high
that what
bar.
That is? It's like, I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? I mean, is that what we're just going to be going in circles here?
Oh, no, we're going full Socrates. You ask me a question, and I'm going to go, oh, but can you really define good?
Oh, no. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I mean, you're
oh,
changing.
Yeah.
So the first question is going to take up the rest of the show.
That's right. All right. So, Casey, you always get to start.
Okay.
First question, a random question segment begins with Casey Hall. Casey, you may begin.
Now, we did prepare in order for this, but I have to say I'm still slightly nervous.
Yes.
So my first question is, how would you describe the color orange to a blind person?
How would I describe color orange to a blind person? That depends on if they're spiritually or physically blind. And so I would ask you, are they physically or spiritually blind? But to give you an answer,
there's a but.
Orange is a fiery, amazing passion.
Well, I was going to say physically blind, but you can give us both answers if you want for physically and spiritual.
Oh, no. I'm going to withhold the spiritual until you bring me on in 6 more weeks as a guest host again.
That's fun. Well, okay.
All right. So you're not going to – that was your description, was the fiery blaze. Is that what you said?
Fiery passion.
Okay.
Fiery passion.
All right. So that's a good way to get us started. All right. Here we go. You've been given an elephant. You can't give it away, and you cannot sell it. What would you do with the elephant?
How do you truly know that it is an elephant? Because if you think about the metaphor that many people use for describing God, if you approach an elephant from the side, it looks as a wall. If you approach it from the back, it looks as a rope. If you approach it from the front, you think of it as a small tree when you grab hold of the trunk. So do you truly know that it is an elephant to carry it with me to football games and have my own personal mascot?
Fair enough.
Okay. At least you get
it. Yes, thank you.
I'm going to be honest. This is great. Okay. Okay, there's no real answer for this one because not even I would really know. But could you estimate how many windows are in the city of New York?
And keep in mind, before you answer, this is question 3. I really think the interview really depends on question 3 because you're at the hump part. So if you don't get this one, if you don't really knock this one out of the ballpark,
there is no right answer.
I know, but if his answer is subpar. It doesn't spell good for 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
So no pressure on this one, but this is the big one.
I will again go to, are we discussing windows in a physical sense or windows into the soul? Because there are many people that are meditative in New York City, great, amazing people who are windows into the human condition. And whether you include them or not, vastly changes the number of windows in New York. But back of the envelope calculation, a couple hundred thousand?
Yeah. I would say there's a few more physical windows than spiritual windows in New York.
Yes, lots of windows. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
If we finished the interview today, and you step, where are you located at right now, Greg?
I am currently located at one of my four jobs.
Okay. So we finished the interview with you today, and you step outside of where you are, and you find a lottery ticket. Of course, we don't have it in Alabama. But you find a Georgia or Florida or Tennessee lottery ticket, and you end up winning $10 million. What would you do?
What would I do with $10 million?
Tell you what I would do if I were you. I'd quit those four jobs.
Is there an emotional validity to making your decisions based on the amount of money you have? Should you really make your decision based on how much money is in your pocket? Or should you be living your life day to day so that you have no regrets? If I found a $10 million winning lottery ticket, I would quit three of my jobs and spend probably 2 to 3 days sitting on the river fishing and the other 4 days having fun and doing ministry.
Yep. The one job he would keep would be being my brilliant professor.
No.
Because then I would fail the class if you weren't there, so please.
I was still waiting for I'm kind of confused because I didn't hear I would make a large donation to Conclave Radio or Conclave College and Career Ministries. Did you hear that, Casey? I must have missed it.
My other theory is that part of that would go into when he said when he'd be in ministry.
Oh, okay, so that includes that.
Conclave Radio.
He's going to make a donation podcast. Okay, fair enough. All right.
One of my 4 days that I would spend in ministry is clearly I would give you some of my time so that you could have the most amazing studio in the world, right? Okay. Clearly.
Greg. That would be amazing.
One day.
Yes. All right. So you made it through four questions. Casey's going to finish up with five. Here we go, Casey.
This is more on the personal side.
Here we go.
We know how some people feel about the certain topic, but this is mainly for you. Who do you think would win in a fight, Spider-Man or Batman? That's right. I stumped him.
That's right, you did.
And I can't even answer that with a question. All four of the other ones, I have found a way to answer with a question, and I don't have one. I would have to say Spider-Man would clearly win. Clearly.
May I add a why?
The Spidey sense would be the breaking factor, that he would know what's coming and so would be able to deflect.
Okay, that does. You know what? I think that sounds like a pretty fair answer.
Now, full disclosure to our Norwegian, Alaskan, and United Kingdom listener, Casey is a huge Batman aficionado.
Oh man, I've been into Batman for years now, and I'm legally an adult, and I'm still into Batman. There's nothing wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
So some people have told me.
Is it bad that, like, when I go random places and I see Batman stuff, like, I don't think, oh, that's cool, that's Batman stuff. I think, ooh, I bet Casey would really like that. I mean, I'm assuming that's what we all do at this point.
That's a regular thing. Yeah. I get pictures from everyone saying, look at this new Batman material.
Do you have to put like a general rule out there now where you have to just say, I'm tired of looking at all your Batman stuff, or do you enjoy it?
Well, at this point, when everyone sends me a picture, my response is usually, seen it.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, it must be nice. Yeah. All right, so we've got about we've got about 9.5 minutes left before the show comes to a close. So let's talk about the week that is upcoming. And when I say week, normally we broadcast on Wednesdays. We had some scheduling issues, so we're broadcasting on a Friday.
Yeah.
So in 2 days, it's time for Conclave.
Yeah, Conclave has went from in 4 days to 2 days. So
yes. So our preview is much shorter. However, that's good because it's going to be an exciting night.
It is. It is going to be an exciting night.
In addition to great worship, of course.
Of course. And a great speaker.
A great speaker, yours truly. I mean, I hate to brag.
Oh, no, trust me.
But I am going to be delivering a very personal message that I only deliver once a year. Once a year. I try to tell this story.
Ooh.
I haven't told it in a few years, though.
You heard it here first.
Anyone
in the area should come to Conclave this Sunday at 6.
And how about this? We're going on a little walking field trip during the message time.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yep. So it will be good. But before all that wonderfulness happens, we're going to have this is our week where we're going to officially recognize Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be gone next week. We'll have a guest speaker next week. Conclave as usual. The week after that is Thanksgiving weekend. We will not have Conclave over Thanksgiving weekend. So we decided let's have some fun, some good food for Thanksgiving. We're all going to be getting the ham and the turkey at Mom and Grandma's house. So let's do something different. Couldn't do McDonald's. No, that was out.
So I believe this Sunday for our Conclave Thanksgiving, I heard the food of choice was going to be Italian.
It will be
an Italian Thanksgiving.
That is correct. It will be catered. It will be wonderful, palate-filling food.
Yes.
Brought to you by Costa's here in Birmingham. So I'm very excited about that. So we want you to come, invite your friends. We're already it's an exciting time. It's going to be a great night of good food. I don't think anyone can complain about delicious Italian food.
I know I'm not going to.
Yeah. Of course, you don't complain when it was McDonald's.
That's true. I also ate more than anyone when McDonald's came.
I mean, every second to me. But you took care of business. So that was good. The other thing we got to talk about real quickly, and then we want to hear some final words from Greg. Greg, we'll let you basically close the show. We're getting some merch. We're finally getting some merch. We're putting in the order for Conclave Radio car decals.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! By our own Casey Hall.
Thank you.
It is awesome. You will get to see that. If you follow the podcast, we will upload that picture as our new logo. So you'll see the logo for where you normally see the bluish Metro Conclave. You will then see Conclave Radio. That's what we'll have as a giveaway for all of our faithful listeners.
Mm-hmm.
To Conclave Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got some exciting things
this
coming.
It's exciting. It starts with decals, and I'm a hat guy, so I'm
also a hat guy.
Hats for our future.
Hats, definitely. Yeah. T-shirts. I mean, it's everywhere you turn around, you're going to see some Conclave.
I'm ready. I'm ready, man.
All right, Greg, you got 3, 4, 5 good minutes to drop some great knowledge on us. Greg, what you got?
So, since a conclave is a gathering of people, I have a challenge for both of you.
Oh, I'm
before
ready.
Next week on Conclave Radio, I challenge both of you to gather with at least 7 people that you don't get a chance to talk to and conclave with them.
Ooh.
And that will be how you will celebrate your 7th week of Conclave Radio.
You know what? I like it. And
I do like that.
I think we should post about it, too.
I also agree.
Ooh.
And post about it. Have, like, what would the hashtag be? Like, Conclave Radio or Conclave Conclave? Or
Conclave Conclave.
Yeah, yeah.
Conclave Radio.
Hashtag Conclave Section.
Now, is this your challenge? You mean for me to do it individually or Casey individually or us together?
Both of us individually, I think.
Individually, so, I'm going to conclave with 7 people,
so
and you're going to conclave with 7
in
people?
In total, 14 people? Is that what I'm understanding?
Ooh, or we could do 21. Yeah. Both of you individually and both of you together. That's up. That really ups the challenge.
That's a large challenge.
That is a large challenge, but you know what? I think you'll get the word.
I will
out
be proud time. Of you if you succeed with 14.
Okay. Well, I accept the challenge. I think we can do it. Do you mean just in a personal Bible study get to know you session or actually on the radio program?
Oh, no, no. I mean in a personal, I want to meet this random person that I've never had a chance to sit down and talk with before.
Okay. Done.
All
right. So, Greg, we want to thank you for being with us. I think you did an excellent job, but no, I'm just kidding. but it was really good. We enjoy it. I enjoyed it. Casey, anything else to say to your theoretical professor?
I really enjoyed you on Conclave Radio. I mean, I enjoy seeing you most every day at this point now, at church, in the classroom, now here.
Yeah. Oh, Greg, so. Greg, real quickly, you want to give us a little plug for your outreach ministry that you and Leslie do at the church?
How about I'll give you a plug for all of the things I do. Y'all should come and protect yourselves by choosing a personal defense weapon from Birmingham Pistol Wholesale, where I'm employed. You should also enjoy Metro Church's media ministry, which I am coordinating. And should you choose to enroll at Montevallo, I have a great course that I teach called Chemistry 100. Also, should you choose next Sunday, not this coming Sunday, but the following one, every month, Leslie and I go out and we feed homeless people in Birmingham to show the love of Jesus. And it is so much fun. And it's even more fun for me to feed people than it is for them to get fed. And Leslie cooks the food, so it's really fun to eat.
All right. Well, we appreciate you being on the show. And hopefully in the future, we'll see you at future conclaves with us, too, you and Leslie.
That's right. If you weren't so
that's,
old,
that's
you
a hope.
Anyway, some information about Conclave. If you're in the Birmingham area, we'll have Conclave get-togethers every Sunday at Metropolitan Church of God at 6 p.m. Or if you're not in the area, if you just want to stick around with us, you can follow us on social media, Instagram. On Instagram, it's Conclave_Metro, or on Twitter, it's ConclaveMetro. So there's some ways you can stick with us.
That's right. We want to connect with you. We're so glad that you decided to listen to us on the podcast. Next week, we will get to join together again live, I'm assuming.
Yes, sir.
Yes, so that's exciting. We will get to talk about the Italian Thanksgiving. We'll preview the upcoming week. So we hope all of you have a great Friday, a great weekend, a great week, and we'll see you next week for the next installment of Conclave Radio.
Yeah.